While Melissa's on her way up, this is Melissa Goodwin. I'm not trying to pick on whoever got this bio about her. It comes from the web, but I've known Melissa a long time, so I am adding to this bio.
No.
Okay.
Probably submitted that, Judge.
Well, it says it's from the web, so anyway. Anyway, Melissa did receive her undergraduate degree from UT and her JD from St. Mary's, but she was a partner with the firm of Potts and Riley. She was a judge on the Texas District 427th, and a justice of the peace in Travis County. But this doesn't say that you served on the Third Court of Appeals. Okay,
that's a little dated.
Yeah. Okay. And in addition to serving it as an appellate attorney, she worked for the court for a while. We were sad to see her go, but she bettered herself and moved on. She worked in the general counsel's office for the State Bar of Texas. Melissa also helped us. She was on our rules committee for years, and she has many awards. She's even worked with the Judicial Ethics Committee, and that's got to be a lot of fun. And she is a member of a lot of associations. But above all else, she is an excellent attorney, and she's going to talk to you now about approaches to statutory interpretation.
Thank you, Judge. Let's see. So when I was a baby attorney, this seminar was always like the seminar, right? So it always is a little bit daunting for me to come up here and speak at this seminar because it's always I've always held it in such high esteem, and I always felt like if I got invited there, that I know I've done my homework. So thank you, Judge Hervey, for the introduction. I guess I should back up then and talk about why I'm here and why we're going to talk about statutory construction and why you might want to, you might want to go, yeah, okay, she knows a little bit. And that is because of the objectives. My objectives to you are going to be to describe statutory construction tools and their uses from an appellate judge's perspective. I was an appellate court judge at the Third Court of Appeals here in Austin and in Travis County for 12 years. So that's a good portion of why I hope that you'll listen to what I have to say about statutory construction rules. Another reason is because I was an attorney for the Court of Criminal Appeals for 10 years. I learned about the group that grades all of our papers. So for those two reasons, I think that I might be able to give you a few tips. I'm also going to, I hope to give you some drafting and argument tips. I know that oral argument and argument before trial courts is an opportunity to change a viewpoint of your judge. And so I'm going to try and give you some tips. There are some listings at the end of the presentation. Y'all are all lawyers. I know you can read. We may or may not get to these lists. I don't promise to do so, but I don't think that you'll be missing anything if we don't get to those. So you're going to have some statutory tools. You're going to have a little bit of case law and some secondary references, but if we don't get to those, and I get you out of here, what time are we supposed to get out of here at? 5:15, if I get you out of here a little bit early, I'm sure that you won't mind, and you'll promise to read your lists on your own when we're done with this. Is that right? Let me get my tea as well. All right, so statutory construction. When you're looking at a statutory construction argument, I want you to think about what it is that you're trying to do. Are you attempting as a practitioner to determine the meaning of a statute, or are you attempting as a practitioner to determine the legislative intent? Whatever you want to do on your own time is your business. I can tell you as a judge, you're going to be on much firmer ground if your argument is couched always in, this is an attempt to determine the meaning of the statute. As somebody who used to sit over in that Capitol building for 12 years, Every time the legislature came to town, I generally ran and hid in the hills. I do not want to know what any legislators were thinking about when they are in there doing their business.